There's a new special exhibition at the Hunter Museum of American Art in downtown Chattanooga. WUTC's Will Davis is speaking with the artist.
Embodied Beauty is the name of a collection of exquisite life-size evening gown and kimono sculptures made of clay, bronze, iron, and glass. The artist behind Embodied Beauty is Karen Lamont.
I grew up in New York City, and at the age of about 13 years old, I started seeing art in museums and galleries and thinking, that's something I want to be involved in. And I thought I wanted to be a painter. That was my, you know, it was the 80s, so Julian Schnabel and artists like that were becoming famous downtown. But then you also had this funky street vibe with Keith Haring and Jean-Michel Basquiat. And so those were all of the things I was seeing, and it really sparked my imagination towards painting. When I went to college, I initially signed up in the painting department, but there were 80 people in the painting department. So that was, I went to Rhode Island School of Design. So that department was a little intimidating for me. So I looked, I found the smallest department in the school. It was the glass department. There were about 20 people in the department and 3 people in my class. So that was perfect. And one of the things that appealed to me about the glass department was it was almost like, it was a mysterious material, and it seemed like you were a magician when you were working with it. There was fire, and the material was glowing, and it was moving. And so that really captured my imagination. And I never really imagined that it could be a full-time profession. I always imagined that I would have some practical job doing dishes and then make my art on my own time. But I've had the incredible fortune to be able just to make art.
I'm interested in your technique. How do you make your sculptures? I mean, that's not blown, is it?
No. So basically, all across all of the materials, the process I lean on the most is called lost wax casting. It's a 5,000 or maybe even 10,000-year-old process. I think we looked up at the museum today. We were talking with the docents, and we looked up the first castings were made in Israel in 4,500 BC. So I didn't invent it, but I hope I'm putting it to good use. And the process is basically you create your what you want to make in wax. And in my case, I use a combination of wax and fabric. And then you build what's called a refractory mold around that wax, melt the wax out, and then pour in either liquid metal, molten metal. I work with both white bronze and iron, or melt very slowly in glass. And the glass is a much more temperamental material to cast than either the iron or the bronze. It moves slowly. It's very honey-like in how it moves. And it takes quite a while to fill the mold. So, for example, where the iron would be cast in 10 minutes maximum, the glass will stay up at the casting temperature, that temperature where the material is moving, for days because the forms are very deep and there's a lot of detail and the material just needs to flow slowly in there.
Is it a very delicate process? I mean, have you ever gotten to the end of a sculpture or near the end and, I don't know, if it cracks or breaks or something?
Yes, that does happen. It's a very sad thing. The challenging part of the glass casting is the part called annealing. And the annealing is when the mold that has the glass in it is sitting in an oven and coming down in temperature very, very, very slowly. And if you hurry that process at all, you can crack the piece. Glass is a fantastic insulator. So, you know, all materials are shrinking as they're cooling. And if you cool it too quickly, the interior core will still be warm and that exterior will be shrinking around it, and that's what becomes a crack.
Embodied Beauty is the name of the exhibition.
Mm.
Tell me about it.
Oh, so it's actually, I realized this morning as we were putting the last touches on the lighting, that it's the largest exhibition of my work in the United States. There's 32 pieces in it from 2 bodies of work. One body of work is Floating World, and that's inspired by kimonos. And the other body of work is Nocturnes, which is inspired by night. And they're both explorations of the idea of beauty, and specifically female beauty. And it's looking at how different cultures express their idea of femininity and beauty through clothing. And so both bodies of work are different but connected thematically by that.
Beauty is such a complex quality. Who taught you what beauty is?
Oh, who hasn't taught me what beauty is? There's so many ways to look at something. And I think I am one of those people who just tends to see everything as being beautiful in one way or another.
What are some of your favorite responses that you've had to your art?
They very frequently see my pieces as wedding dresses because they feel celebratory and something you would wear on a special day. And so I like the fact that people associate my work with presenting yourself for a celebration.
So you've just finished putting together the exhibition today?
Yes.
You're happy with it?
Oh, I'm so thrilled. I can't even tell you. It's the first time that the Nocturnes have ever been seen in a museum. And the lighting is spectacular. They just really nailed it. One of the things I was trying to capture in the Nocturnes, particularly the glass ones, is the experience of when you're outside at night and it's just dusk, on the perimeter, on the horizon, the sky is very dark right where it meets the earth. And then as you look up into the sky, it gets lighter and lighter and lighter. And if you look straight up, you might still think it's daytime. And so the sculptures are intentionally very dark at the bottom, fading to a much lighter sort of blue, and it works perfectly in that space.
I can't wait to see it. Thank you for talking to me.
Oh, thank you so much.
Embodied Beauty, Sculptures by Karen Lamont, is on view at the Hunter Museum now through September 2nd. For WUTC, I'm Will Davis.